Hey y'all, this is Dark Side of Hollywood. I know I was supposed to post this on Monday, but I did not get a chance to get all the information for this episode, so that's why I couldn't post it. So you guys gonna get this on, on Tuesday. So yeah, and I am very surprised that people are actually listening to this episode, and I feel like it should be more professional but still be real, So also for December, I know I won't able, if I can push myself, do tons of episodes. Because on December, I'm going back to Guatemala to see my cousins, my family members, because I miss them. I want to go back. I'm going to stay there I am going to stay there for Christmas, but I don't know about New Year's. Probably I am for staying for New Year's. So I get to see how they party Christmas, because for Christmas, here with my family members are really boring. I just stay in my room and just go downstairs and then go upstairs. And then I do the same thing with New Year's, just wait until 12 a.m. So, yeah. Also, I know some things about skincare. And I know some of the ingredients and some of the products, which products are good, which products are not. And I feel like I should be the one who have very good skin, because I know some things about skin products. So my face is still acting up and I'm pissed. My face won't clear up or anything like that. I'm really pissed. In other news that is more important than my skincare, my face problems with fucking acne. Andrew Cuomo is resigning his position of governor. He's the governor of New York, and it's him time to go, because so many people are speaking out, especially these women has been sexual assaulted by him during his, his time in his office. And tons of people are calling him out to resign. I don't know. I haven't seen any Republicans telling him to resign, but I've seen some Democrats tell him to step down. I was actually surprised that Biden said something that Andrew Cuomo should resign, and he is going to, but I don't know when. And the lieutenant of New York, the lieutenant Kathy, is going to take his position when he resigned, and she's going to be the first woman to be governor for New York. She's going to be the 57th governor in the state of New York. So pretty exciting, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know. And as well, Afghanistan, I didn't know what was going on or anything like that. I know that country was part of 9/11. The Taliban was also not part of 9/11, but they were hiding the leader who was the master plan of 9/11. They were hiding him. So they have taken over already of the country, Afghanistan, and people were, when official people from the embassy, Americans, people and their families, they were in an airplane, and the citizens of the people were trying to hold on the airplane. When it took off, people died. Falling down to the ground. Because didn't want to be part of the Taliban group, or not group, what could I say, the Taliban living situation. As well, they think, as the Taliban think, these women should like not have jobs, and there are tons of restrictions like North Korea. I am comparing like North Korea. So let's see what's gonna happen to these citizens. I bet some of them are trying to run away, trying to escape it over there. And let's see what's gonna happen next. I felt bad for these kids. I have to see probably tons of murder and a lot of change in their life. So let's see next week. I wonder what's gonna happen next week. So I'll keep you guys in the update about it. And I really don't want to talk about or get in depth about it, because I really don't know that much. And I don't want like tell like misinformation about it, and then like y'all hear it and y'all tell other people, and just misinformation. So yeah, that's why I don't want to go in detail, but I will tell like a small, very tiny recap about what happened over a week from this episode. So let's get into this episode. I am going to talk about Ryan Secret. And I was actually surprised that he was, you know, part of these people from Hollywood of sexual assaulting these women. Well, these women. This woman. There's only one that I researched that is like, who spoke about it. There's not a lot of women spoke about. I don't know if he did anymore. I don't know. But I was surprised that he's one of them. So let's get into this episode. All right. Who is Ryan Secret? Ryan Secret. His full name is Ryan John Secret. Born December 24th, 1974, Atlanta, Georgia. American radio and television personality, producer who hosts a popular radio show on air with Ryan Secret. In America Top 40, appear on numerous TV programs, and most notably American Idol. The first thing I saw him in was E! News. And as well, I was more familiar with him with on air with Ryan Secret. He was an overweight child, teased by others, and preferred to stay indoors and listen to radio. His fascination with medium evolved into making his own radio show and tapes, and he would give the cassettes to his parents to play in their cars. I thought it was a hobby. His homemaker mother, Connie, told Allison Glock in New York Times Magazine profile. But people will call my answering machine, just listen to his voice. They thought I'd have professional doing it, and that's when I thought this might be bigger than I think it is. At the age 14, Brian became the voice of Dannywood High School as a high school regular morning public address system announcer. He was still anything but a star there. He told another New York Times writer, Hillary, "I wore braces and glasses and was fat and got teased about it," Brian said, "but I was very ambitious." During high school, Ryan worked at a hometown radio station. He left the University of Georgia before graduation to pursue a career in entertainment industry in Los Angeles. So he just basically just left and everything. But I would like to say that his dad is named Gary, and he is a lawyer. So I bet their family had money. That's what I think, because his, you know, lawyer makes a lot of money. In 1993, he had a stunt as a host for an ESPN sport games show, Radical Outdoor Challenge. 2 years later, he began hosting the weekday radio show on air with Ryan Secret. He interviews the biggest stars out there like Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, and BTS, and many more on his show. You can watch all the interviews, mostly on celebrities, on YouTube. Ryan began co-hosting the singing competition American Idol in 2002. The program, which aired until 2016 on Fox and then returned in 2018 on ABC, was a hit and made Ryan a household name. His easygoing manner and positive outlook appealed to the show audience, as he did his sometimes relationship in his show early years with Simon Cowell, one of the original judge. By 2003, Ryan was hosting the show alone. Next year, he launched a television edition on air with Ryan Secret, but ended after several months. However, he continued hosting the radio show, which entered in 2008. In 2006, he formed Ryan Secret Production, which oversaw numerous reality TV show programs, like including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Dennis Richards is Complicated, Chloe and Lamar. Among Ryan Secret, many other responsibilities was taken over of retiring radio personality Casey. Hosting a weekly national radio show, American Top 40, which provided a countdown of most popular songs in the United States. In addition, Ryan strengthened his ties to the cable channel E, serving as co-host and executive producer of the channel celebrities Red Carpets. He joined ABC New York, Dick Clark New York, Rockin' Eve, and Pritchard. As a special correspondent on NBC Today's Show. In 2012, Ryan Secret helped cover the Olympic Games in London. In 2013, he hosted the TV show The Million Second Quiz. In 2017, he joined Kelly Ripa as co-host of daylight talk show Live with Kelly, which was renamed Live with Kelly and Ryan. So, look at all that. He just went higher and higher and higher of his career. Yeah, I saw him on E! News as well. I was very familiar with. And as well, he's very close with the Kardashians. So a bit behind the scenes, he knows a lot of shit. And he probably doesn't ask on his show on the air with Ryan Secret. I bet he don't ask the celebrities rumors or any hard questions, because he probably knows about it and he doesn't want them or his people to know what is the truth, anything. I mostly only saw his episodes on YouTube of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez of their off and on relationship back then, 2015 or 2016 or 17, I don't know, they had a really off and on relationship. So that's why I knew about him. At first I thought he was attractive, but not anymore. We are going to talk about his dating history. And I feel his dating history says a lot about him as well. If you look up all these people names, because I won't say their names because, yeah. And he does have a type. He dates these very attractive women. I'm not saying he's very attractive, but I feel like he as well. I feel like he goes with, I don't know. I don't know these women age. And I believe Ryan is 47. So let me look up one of them So, he's 47. Oh, this other woman is 47. This other woman. All right, let's get into it. Oh, wait. So this article says the 45-year-old American Idol host has been linked to several women throughout the years, but his relationship with a 28-year-old was by far his longest yet. Bro, 45 and a 20. That's like a 17-year-old gap right there. But anyway, Shauna Waugh, 2003, 2005. Amazing Race actress. I never seen Amazing Race before. I heard it's sad. I don't know. Let's continue. Amazing Race actress, the mo and model Shauna Waugh was linked to Ryan Seacrest for 2 years before they split. She even made an appearance with a TV host at the 50th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. Years later, the pair were actually spotted out and about together in New York during one of John. Why do I always want to say John Secret, but it's Ryan Secret breaks for Shayna Taylor in 2016. While it's not clear if they simply remained good friends or if there's something was going on there, whatever the case, it was short-lived. And Secret was back with Taylor again later that year. Terry Hatcher, 2006. According to Desperate Housewives star, it was only took one date, one kiss with Ryan Secret for this potential relationship to stink. Hatcher told Oprah about the kiss months after it was photographed by paparazzi. Apparently, Ryan called her up following their date to say, "I don't think I can do this with you. I haven't seen him since that day," she told Oprah before joking about why Ryan decided not to pursue her. "I don't know. I ate too much lobster. You have to ask him." That's kind of weird. I can't, like, they could have like a fling and like that's it. Like, "I don't think I can do this with you." You probably looking like a long-term relationship with her. With her. Sarah Jean Underwood, 2009. The 2007 Playboy Playmate of the Year was rumored to have been dating Ryan Seacrest off and on for a couple years beginning in 2009. Though Underwood has since told radio host Ryan Stern that Ryan Seacrest never actually slept together. James Watts, 2009. The celebrity Big Brother housemate dated Ryan for a short time after meeting a lounge in West Hollywood called Guys. The pair were reportedly spotted out together at restaurants and bars around town, though sources are not sure about when they finally called it quits. Juliana Ho Huge Huge 2010, 2013. Before Shauna Taylor, Ryan Seacrest's most serious and defined most public relationship was with this Dating with a Star. Juliana and Ryan were together for 3 years before splitting in 2013. A year over later, Juliana opened up the relationship to Redbook. "There's nothing wrong or bad, but there's nothing right," she told the outlet. "I had one foot out because I didn't want to get hurt, and I didn't say what was on my mind because I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I needed to be perfect." And a little more of in depth about their relationship. "Our first date is her talking." This she said this in an interview. "Our first date, I was nervous. I would just sat there and interview him with questions. Are you loyal? And are you close to your friends? Family?" These are from articles about their relationship. Interesting, the stars met at work in 2012 when the sets of their show DWTS and American Idol were across a hall from one another. At first, the couple was madly in love by all accounts and found each other cute. Dude works all the time, a source told Us Weekly at time. He never sleeps, the source added. And Juliana's reaction to her man always working is a lifestyle she couldn't handle anymore. Work always came first for Ryan. She wants more a low-key life. Meanwhile, other sources claim the issue of the marriage was a deal breaker. Juliana told E! News in 2012 her family was starting to wonder when she planned on getting engaged. It's a good thing they're asking. It means that they like it, right? The actress has said. The American Idol host has mainly been in long-term relationship. His relationship with Juliana lasted 3 years, and he was with Shauna Wall for 2 years, according to Us Weekly. He said that Ryan has amendment issues with marriage. May also puzzle out Shayna Cricket cryptic Instagram post. I love the idea of getting married, he said to Kelly Ripa on the episode of ABC talk show. I know you're gonna ask me of marriage because my parents have been married for 47 years. So I have this thing. I figured the longer I wait, the older I'll be, the closer to death I am, so I can get it in and not screw it up. So basically, he doesn't want to get married until he's older, so won't be a divorce thing or shit like that. That's like a bad way to think, kind of. Right. Shauna Taylor, 2013 through 2020. Ryan Secret split from Taylor after nearly 8 years together came as shock to many, especially since fans were finally hearing the host open up about his partner. For the last week, we both wake up an hour early than we used to, so we have time together to walk or to work out, take a walk, take our time without having to rush. Ryan told People recently, it's been wonderful. But it looks like this latest split from Taylor could be last. Shayna wanted more out of the relationship, and I feel like the natural next step for her, a source told People. She was ready to get married, but Ryan wasn't there yet. So he does not want to get married at all. Like, at least be engaged or something. All right, y'all. Just 1 week before E! Live from Red Carpet Oscar special, the show's frequently host Ryan Seacrest has been accused of sexual abuse and harassment in a detailed account by a former stylist. In a report by Variety, Ryan's former personal stylist Susie Hardy comes forward with new details of her story. Alex alleged that Ryan Seacrest subject her to years of unwanted sexual allegation, ranging from verbal harassment to slapping, groping her while in his underwear. That's very shocking to me. November 17, news break from former E! Wardrobe stylist claimed that Ryan was inappropriate toward her nearly a decade prior while she worked for him. Her accusation was not publicly made, but the information became available because Ryan Seacrest spoke out to dispute the accusation. Recently, someone that worked at Wardrobe Silas for nearly a decade at E! News came forward that complaint suggested I be inappropriate toward her. If I made her anything but respect, I'm truly sorry. I dispute these reckless allegations and plan to cooperate with any corporate injury that may result. He said in a statement released to the Hollywood Reporter. I treat all my colleagues with kindness and dignity and understanding, and this is a principle that's core to who I am throughout my 25 years in the entertainment industry. The majority of my co-workers has been women, and I endear to foster a positive work environment or mutual respect and courtesy, as that's how I believe it should be, he added. I'm distraught that anyone or any situation will call into question. I'm proud of my workplace reputation and believe my track record will speak for itself. I'm an advocate for women and I'll continue to support their voice. Alright. We could break down some things. First, his workplace reputation. He believes that he has a good record, speaking for himself. Nobody knows he has a good record. If he has any done to other women, if he abused them. Because she said that he verbal harassment, he might like whisper to them to the ear. I don't know, but I'm saying I don't know, because if he's doing to one person, he may do to another person. So that's like majority of these men, always done. There are tons of victims they do. So I don't believe there's just one Ryan did. I believe there's multiple, maybe less than, maybe like two, but still. Okay. November 17, an E! Spokesperson confirmed that the network was looking into the former stylist allegation internally. We can confirm that we started an investigation, told People. According to Variety, the investigation was conducted by an outside counsel and hired by NBC University. February 1, 2018, E! Released a statement in style saying the network would take no action against Ryan Seacrest, citing insignificant evidence. Well, it's because it was verbal, and I bet like if he did scars on her, that's not going to appear or anything, I guess. Or it was a decade ago, she said. E! Has now conducted an investigation into the allegation recording Ryan Seacrest. The investigation conducted by outside counsel found insignificant evidence to sustain allegation against Ryan Seacrest. He is committed to provide a safe work environment where everyone is treated with respect and dignity. I don't believe that. He works Ryan Seacrest as many connections. He has been in the entertainment industry for years and years. So he probably had connections, or he did something. I don't know. That could be conspiracy theory. But let's continue. February 5th, Ryan Seacrest wrote about the accusation in the Easy for Hollywood Reporter. This arrived during unprecedented public reckoning by women in our industry and beyond. Coming forward to share their stories and many of the heartbreaking, these women sought to bring attention to systemic gender inequality that has occurred for decades. I was and am amazed at their bravery, he wrote. To my workplace conduct question was gut-wrenching. I always aim for to treat all my colleagues with honesty, respect, kindness, and compassion. Yet, I knew regardless of the confidence I had that there was no merit to allegation, my name would likely soon appear on the list of those suspected impeccable words and deeds. The pressure of our overflowing new feeds was insist on it. Ryan went on to say he wanted to be part of the change and progress, and he received a notice from an independent third party that found the claims against him to be unsustainable. Most of us agree that presumption of innocence is important standard. We're taught early on, and that's essential, to see all sides, to give everyone a chance to explain and check for evidence that may have been missed. At a time when improper interactions between men and women, particularly in the workplace, are part of a national conversation, we must find a way to ensure that everyone, the public, private, and public institution, accusers, and alleged accused, is given the opportunity for a swift and fair review, he wrote. Very, 26. A few weeks after Ryan Seacrest wrote about that, what he wrote, when we booed for the Oscars red carpet, Hardy detailed her accusation and named herself as accuser to Variety. She alleged that Ryan Seacrest subjected her to years of unwanted sexual aggression, including groping her, slapping her, grinding her against her while in his underwear. I didn't know how to deal with it, she said. I really didn't. I was battling finally being a decent financial position to breathe and be a mom. That didn't have to freaking out all the time and then dealing with celebrity person teasing me on every level, manipulating me, and knew that I was in a vulnerable position. Hardy claimed that independent investigator never contacted the four witnesses she had referred him to who couldn't confirm her story. I feel like by the third review, it was obvious that investigator was whitewashing for Ryan's secret side, she said. That's what I kind of said in the beginning. You have connections, so it could be on his side. February 26th, the statement in style an E spokesperson spoke about the accusation. E investigation was extremely competitive through. Over the course of 2 months, progress, our outside counsel interviewed more than 24 people regarding the accusation, including multiple separate meetings with complainant and all first-hand witnesses that she provided. The investigator is an attorney with nearly 20 years experience and highly regarded professionally. Any claims that question the legitimacy of this investigation are completely baseless. February 26, Ryan's secret attorney Andrew Baum told Variety, "It's upsetting to us that Variety is electing to run a story about the untrue accusations that were made against my client. After Deborah told the accuser Durant to make those false claims against him unless he paid her $15 million. At the time, the complainant threatened to issue a false press statement unless she was paid. Instead, my client proactively and publicly denied the claims and agreed to full cooperation with E investigation about the matter." Ooh, $15 million. E! News confirms that Ryan Seacrest will still host the Oscars and the red carpet special. That is very shocking. Like, Kevin Hart like says something that the Oscars didn't like, and Ryan harassed this woman, and he didn't get off. Well, it was E! News, not the Oscar. The Oscars still basically let him in and be like MTV stars out there. Yeah. February 27th, I don't want to accuse anyone for not telling the truth, but in case I have no choice but again deny the claims against me and remind people that I was recused of wrongdoing, but put the matter to rest, he said. And then he released a statement about the accuser. I remained quiet for years and out the fears that my story wouldn't be believed. Oh, wait, hold on. Ryan released that statement, and the victim, Hardy, will give a response about him. I remained quiet for years out of fear that my story wouldn't be believed and that I wouldn't be a subject to scorn or ridicule for telling it, Hardy said. I was being brave to the others, finally and confidently tell my story to NBC. Ryan elected to take the story public with false narrative and that he was extorted and the victim of some sort of money grab. He is not the victim, and I refuse to let the victim is for telling the truth. February 28th, she would go to tie his shoe, and Ryan Seeker would shove her head toward his crotch. A former co-worker to NBC, Kate Snow, is an exclusive that aired on today's show. I was more than once. NBC says the co-worker is remaining anonymous because he still works in Hollywood. February 28th. Ryan Seeker had kept posting on social media like normal throughout the scandal, but his girlfriend Shayna Taylor chose to post on Instagram with the caption saying, "Ryan Seeker character aimed at accusation against him was a hashtag Team John, Team Ryan Seeker." I keep wanting to say John. This is what she said in her Instagram post. "I love you so much, Ryan. You're a most respectful, well-mannered, civil, loving, kind human being," she wrote. "I've known you for 6 years. Every day you impress me with your kindness, not only to me, your friends and family, but most importantly in your work environment. You're working so hard to where you are and deserve it. Hashtag I love you. Hashtag forever support you. Hashtag Team Ryan. Hashtag Team Secret." And that's probably someone told her to post it. I don't know. That is kind of not believing the victim, but trusting her husband. You're probably not with him 24/7 all the time, but back then you weren't with him. As well, Jennifer Lawrence says she wasn't sure she would speak to Ryan on the Oscars red carpet. February 28th, Jason Stacy, Ryan Seeker's stylist and makeup artist for 13 years, spoke to people about the accusation. "There's never been an ill word spoken to me about him," Stacy said. "He's never been mean with women. There are so many females that work with us. I never once heard anyone says that he's done anything to make them feel uncomfortable. But he's been mean to them, but they wanted to leave their job because of him." Kelly Ripa defends Ryan Seeker on their TV show Live with Kelly and Ryan. March 1, with only a few days into the Oscar, Kelly took time to defend her co-host during her show. "I cannot wait to see you at the Oscars," she said. "I am very excited. And I just wanted you to know you're privileged to work with and adore you," and she continued. "I know what professional great person you are. I feel very blessed to work with you every day." Okay. And then E! News confirmed that he will host the Oscars red carpet, and he hosted the red carpet,
And then Ryan Seacrest accused her filed a police report against him. March 29, a lengthy story of a Hollywood reporter, Susie Hardy, addressed Ryan Seacrest hosting the Oscars red carpet, also revealed that she had filed a police report against him. She said, I recently contacted the LAPD and filed a police report, so I'm going to see a real investigation this time. She wrote, Ryan teams of lawyers who were also representing Harvey Weinstein did not intend, not scared me. If Ryan is so innocent, why he hasn't called me a liar, sued me, or presented evidence of my so-called extortion plot? And I'll say that LAPD, it is history of corruption. So I wouldn't even trust the LAPD at all, but it's Los Angeles, so they have tons of corruption. The LAPD. Alright. Response statement also include the THR report. Ryan Seacrest attorney Andrew Baum addressed the Independent. After Ryan Seacrest denied each in every one of Ms. Hardy's decade-old claims, after Mr. Seacrest refused to pay Ms. Hardy any money whatsoever, after an independent legal investigation did not support her claims, Ms. Hardy went to the press attacking the legitimacy of the investigation. Now, after being refused money, unhappy with the independent legal investigation, Ms. Hardy now claims to have spoken to his authorities. We will continue to cooperate and we will remain confident that Ryan Seacrest will once again be cleared of any wrongdoing. And that's pretty much it. Nothing came out. Of anything. But there's one rumor. I don't know, is it rumor? Or people thought about him how he is gay. I low-key thought he was gay. But because I didn't see him with his partner at all. So I thought like, oh, he's gay. But he is not actually. And he is still as well, I looked up a picture of Susan Hardy, the stylist, and she looks like it could be one of his exes, honestly. She is, she's pretty. So, you guys can look up and see who is Susie Hardy. It's SUZIEHARDY. Then put stylist. Yeah, it looks like it could be one of his exes, basically. Actually, Catherine Griffin tweeted, hey Susan Hardy, I'll do for you that which no one did for me after May 30th. After you were brave to speak out, I'm happy to offer you a job as my stylist who dressed me this week for Jimmy Kimmel Real Talk, and I will pay you. What y'all think? Hashtag Oscar. She tweeted that. Basically, where's Brian right now? He is still getting jobs. He's going back to American Idol. He is still doing On Air with Ryan. So he is basically, people believe him that he didn't do anything. And I barely knew about this. I didn't know this was happening This is like 2018 or 2017 when the situation happened, when Susan Hardy spoke about it. So I am very surprised. I didn't hear anything at all about Ryan Secret, as well as Susan Hardy, at all. So that's what I was surprised about him, that I learned. I bet y'all were as well surprised as I am, because he seems very nice, but you don't know what could be the, like, the inside of him or his work in his work area environment. So he's still celebrity, still talk to him, be interviewed, and whatever. Nobody's questioning him or anything like that. So I heard he has a younger girlfriend, but I don't know that is true or not. But he lives in New York at this minute right now. So that is pretty much it about Ryan Secret. And yeah.
Alright, y'all, that's pretty much it about Ryan Secret. Yeah, you guys gonna hear this on Wednesday. I'm sorry about that. I'm gonna get my schedule correctly. Plus, I have school next week, so I am not excited about that. College. I don't know, I'm taking 2-3 classes because one of my classes, I am in a wait list right now. And if I take 2 classes for this year, I am going to get in big trouble. So for the other semester, I'm probably going to take like 4 classes. So yeah, I hope you liked this episode. I was really surprised about it. I bet you were as well. I was going to do an actor for this week episode, but when I saw his name, that he is like part of the, you know, these men that sexualize women, I thought Ryan Secret will be a good one because I didn't know about it. I feel like nobody was even talking about it, and he still like gets higher from get jobs because his name as well. Tons of people are supporting Ryan that he didn't do it, and mostly nobody's talking about this. I didn't even know about this at all, so it's kind of crazy that his name didn't pop out, or like nobody said anything about Ryan Secret. He can just go on Twitter and he's like still like posting like nothing's like happening or shit like that. It was like 2 years ago, basically. Still pretty recent, especially recent for the victim, Susan Hardy. Yeah, I don't know if it said this because I had to record the last, like the ending of the episode, but if you want to look who she is, is Susie Hardy, stylist, SuzieHardy, and put stylist, and as well look at his ex-girlfriends of Ryan Secret, and you can see that he has a type, and that's like one of his type of girlfriend. He will like probably think that she is pretty, and she is pretty. But anyway, I hope you like this episode. I hope you continue listen to my last episode about, who was it? Kevin Spacey. Listen to him. That's a good episode. And as well as the first one, Harvey Weinstein. So let me know who should I do next. And yeah, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week, y'all.